Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studio the Jamestown Community Chorus, and specifically the director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, B.J. Whitehouse, is here. Welcome back, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And B.J. is not only the music director, he is the big cheese and the top dog. That comes from what I just asked him before the show started, what his title was. So that's good.
It's in the contract as the big cheese, top dog, specifically music director, however.
Okay, specifically. And also here is the publicity director, the person that's also on the board of directors, Elaine McLean, is here. Welcome, Elaine.
Nice to be here, Mike.
It's nice to have you with us. And today we're going to find out everything we want to know about the Jamestown Community Chorus, including an upcoming concert. It's that time of year again. And Elaine, the concert is going to be on what day?
It's going to be Saturday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m. and also on Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And both concerts are at the Recreation Center, the Jamestown Recreation Center on Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown. Great acoustics, lots of room, so please come.
All right, so we'll give you more information about how to get tickets and all of that kind of thing. BJ, spring concert, does that mean this is an opportunity for non-Christmas music?
and that's a good thing, too, because if choral directors start thinking about Christmas music in July, we start thinking about spring music, if there is such a thing, in October, November.
There you go.
So it's been a while that this actually has not been fomenting quite that long.
All right. So what will the concert be entitled, or what's the theme?
The concert is entitled Our Favorites, and in a rare display of democracy, I allow...
Rare, I might add.
In a rare display of democracy, I allowed the members themselves to nominate and vote for different pieces that we've done over the last, well...
Did you actually use any of them?
Or? I used every one of them.
Right.
Yes, and to be honest, I would say for the vast majority, I was very pleased that what had been chosen, and I was surprised by some things that had been chosen. But it's working out very well. A lot of the music is familiar to many of the members as it is, will be familiar to our audiences, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It is... I had to kind of retool things to make this very eclectic mix into some kind of cogent concert experience.
Experience.
It's a CCE. It's what we learn in undergrad, the cogent concert experience. The first half is religious music, for the most part classical, and then what we would consider secular classical music, and then there'll be a break, and then we'll come back and sing some spirituals, African-American spirituals, as well as a South African song by Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and then we'll end the program with four or five popular Broadway-style songs. So there's four discrete parts to the concert.
Excellent. All right. Sounds like a great program. And the Jamestown Community Chorus has been around for quite a while. About how many years? Do you know? Can I quiz you with that, Elaine?
No, she's looking right at the top dog.
All right, I got to go to the big cheese.
Well, the chorus started in 1949. It started as a women's chorus, and then since then, it is about 1953. They actually invited men.
There you go.
And then on and off for the next 20 years until about 1980, in which one of our good friends, Ginny Eastman of North Kingstown, at that time Ginny Monica, started it up again, and we've been going ever since.
There you go. And about how many people involved in the chorus?
It varies, not that much, actually. We usually have about 50 people singing in the chorus.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to manage.
50 happy people.
50 happy people.
Yes.
Now, Elaine, are you speaking because you took a vote, or is this just
No, you can just tell. People love it. And they love BJ.
Well, generally people love to sing, and what's not to like about BJ? He's cute and cuddly and the top dog and big cheese. And so, BJ, you have some music that you brought with us.
Thank goodness I did, Mike, because that discussion was going down a direction I was uncomfortable with.
Okay, all right.
The first piece of music we're going to listen to was actually the first song that was requested by a member, and it is an American shape note song called Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. It is arranged by Alice Parker, who is one of the great choral arrangers. She worked with Robert Shaw. And this is her own arrangement. And then there are a few other pieces that we'll hear right after that. We can discuss those if you'd like.
Absolutely. Here's the first piece. Jay, there's something that I don't think I could do. I don't think I could whistle for a half a minute to introduce a piece.
Unfortunately, the whistling soloist is not mentioned, but that's quite a whistler.
Yeah.
That person was doing some serious whistling, and I'm not sure that we'll be doing it in a concert in the same way. But I just want to make it clear that that was the San Francisco Chamber Chorus singing right. That particular piece under the direction of Mark Shapiro.
Okay, most of the pieces we're going to listen to obviously are not done by your chorus because the concert hasn't happened yet.
We have done them in the past, and we have pulled out the recordings of our chorus for the ones we had, but right. Some of the concerts were not were recorded, and you know, some of them were recorded on, you know, like 78 RPM discs. So
I've got an 8-track at home we can use. Okay, and one of the things I wanted to just mention, Elaine, I want to go back to you and talk about the actual ticket prices and how people can get tickets and things like that. Is there a number and a website?
Oh, there is. There is always a number and a website. And the number is 423-1574.
If you want 401, of course.
401, of course. Yeah. If you want to reserve tickets, that's 423-1574. And we always keep ticket prices down so that people can enjoy the music and don't have to, you know, go into their, you know,
life savings.
Food money and life savings. And so the tickets are $15 and $10 for seniors and children.
Wow.
So it makes it very affordable.
Very nice, very nice. And that's going to be two concerts, and it'll be the same thing both times, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so if you can't make one, you can make the other, Saturday night or Sunday afternoon.
And Mike, I'd like to mention, too, about the ticket prices. One of the reasons we're able to keep the ticket prices as low as we can is because we have a number of sponsors mm-hmm. in our program advertisers and on our website and so forth that really, not just Jamestown businesses and individuals, but we have so many generous donors and advertisers. I just want to make mention that if you go to our website, if you come to the concert, take a look through the program, and you'll see your neighbors and friends' names in there supporting the chorus.
And it's always good to try to support those that support the chorus. So
absolutely.
Take a look, and if you're going to make a choice, that's the choice to make. All right, let's get back to the music, and what do you have for us next?
Well, the next piece is one that was requested by our fabulous accompanist, Janet Grant. And if I were not going to listen to Mrs. Grant, I should be a great fool, because she's an excellent, excellent musician, and she's been the accompanist since I've been the director for the last 26 years.
She's also known as Saint Janet.
Saint Janet, because she puts up with BJ and
yes.
everything? Okay.
And all of us.
All right.
But she's always been incredibly supportive, and her talents are without rival. This piece, when she slipped me a little piece of paper last year, and it had this name on it, and it's Gabriel Fauré's Cantique de Jean Racine. And it is one of the most popular pieces that our chorus has done. And I didn't even think twice. Of course, we're going to sing. Thank you.
BJ, we have time for one more piece of music before we take our first break. What do you have for us?
Well, this is one of the pieces that we're cheating a little bit on. We had sung Salvation is Created by Chesnikov as a soprano, alto, tenor, bass arrangement some years ago. I mean, like 1991, I believe. But I wanted the men to sing the men's chorus version of this. And unfortunately, we don't have a recording of either because it was from some time ago. So we're going to be listening to the Soli Dei Gloria Cantorum sing the SATB version of this Russian piece in English by Chesnikov.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Jamestown Community Chorus. B.J. Whitehouse is here, and Elaine McLean. And Elaine, I wanted to just one more time at the top of this segment make sure people know when the concert is going to be, just a couple weeks away, 3 weeks, I guess, and tell them when, where, time, so forth.
The concerts are on April 30th at 7:30 p.m. That's a Saturday night. And on Sunday at 3 p.m. on May 1st. And both are at the Jamestown Recreation Center on Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown. Very easy to find, right on the water. Beautiful spot, great acoustics. And tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for seniors. Well, they're also adults, these seniors. Seniors and children get in for $10. And you can reserve your tickets by calling 423-1574. Or you can go to jamestownchorus.com on your computer. And you can reserve them that way as well.
There you go. See, all those ways to get there. Make sure you get there to support the Jamestown Community Chorus in their eclectic CCE. I forgot.
The Cogent Choral Experience.
Cogent Choral Experience. Cogent Choral Experience. Yes. Experience. So you have to have a music degree to come up with these things, I guess.
That's true.
All right. There you are. BJ, the music we've been listening to so far has been other people performing, but we have a treat now because you have recording of your group.
Exactly. The next two pieces we're going to be listening to, Osei Shalom, is written by Ben Steinberg, a beautiful, beautiful prayer in Hebrew. And it is, again, one of the favorites. A very short piece, but very evocative. I mentioned in rehearsal many times, I wish this was longer.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Just a beautiful piece of music. And then the piece following that is one of the most special pieces that we're going to be doing because it was written by a former member of ours who passed away way too soon, Bill Carl, had written this piece just before he passed away. And we have performed it a number of times. It is one of the chorus's favorites. And it is one of my favorite pieces ever because I got to sit down and talk with Bill about how he was writing it and how it would work. And we talked. I'm not going to take any credit whatsoever. He wrote the text himself. It is a prayer for peace.
All right. We'll listen to both of those, one right after the other. Thank you. Elaine, I know that the chorus has a very enjoyable time singing together, but you obviously accomplished some other things, too. Tell us about a music award. What's that all about?
Well, every year, the Jamestown Community Chorus awards a $500 cash prize to someone in Jamestown. They have to be of sixth grade or better, meaning up through high school, or they could be an adult, who have been involved in the music scene in Jamestown. They have to fill out forms, etc. And by the time we have our concert on May 1st, we will know who that person is.
Oh, that's when you'll announce it?
We will announce it, and we will present the award there at the concert. So it's very exciting, and it keeps the community together. It's a wonderful music community in Jamestown.
Excellent. All right.
That's just one of the many things that we do.
Because I'd be up for that, but I don't live on Jamestown.
No, so you have to live on Jamestown.
All right. BJ, what do we have next in our musical program?
Well, this is one of the more popular pieces by probably the most popular composer at this time, Morten Lauritzen, who is a contemporary composer writing even today, most likely somewhere. And he wrote back in the early 1990s Chanson de Rose. It's a series of five songs set to Rilke poetry in French. This particular piece is the very quiet piece, Contre qui rose, and it's, first of all, absolutely beautiful setting of the poem, and the poem itself is quite lovely. It's basically, why have you adopted these thorns, you beautiful rose? And it's not really about a rose, but it sort of is. And we're going to listen to the Los Angeles Master Chorale under the direction of Paul Salomanovich sing this one.
Thank you.
BJ, once again, we have time for one more piece in this segment. What do you have next?
Well, in the concert here of our favorites, one of our favorites was a piece for women only. And it's a quartet. It was recommended initially when we first did it by one of our younger members. And it is a Huddie Leadbetter, a Leadbelly song called Bring Me Little Water Sylvie. But you'll hear a very interesting body percussion that goes along with it.
Can't see it, though.
You can't see the, unless you go online, you could check. The Morris Smiley is who came up with this arrangement of it for women called Bring Me Little Water Sylvie.
Will this be done when you do it with the body percussion?
You betcha.
Oh, yes.
So then they can see it if they buy a ticket.
Oh, yes, they can see it. Just they can't see it right now.
All right. Well, there's some reason to buy a ticket. Right now, we'll listen to that and use your imagination. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Elaine McLean of the Jamestown Community Chorus. And Elaine, one more time in this segment, we want to tell people where to be on April 30th and May 1st.
They want to be at the Jamestown Recreation Center with its fabulous acoustics on April 30th at 7:30 p.m. or Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. And tickets, again, are $15 for adults and $10 for seniors and children. And you can reserve them by calling 423-1574. Or you can go to jamestownchorus.com. Or you can just show up and buy them at the door. But it's always safer to reserve them.
That's right, and because you have been sold out before.
We have. So. And one more thing. This is concert is called Our Favorites because the pieces in here are our favorites. Jamestown Community Chorus members have chosen these as some of the best things that we have sung over the years.
Well, it's always a good thing, BJ, when the people like what they're singing.
And that's not always the case, but in this thing, nobody's complaining about anything because they're the ones who chose
it. They chose it. There you go. So they're stuck with it. What's this next piece you have for us?
This is, talk about bending your ear a little bit. This is by Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Joseph Shabalala. And the piece is called Rain, Rain, Beautiful Rain. Very different kind of style for us. But we've sung it a couple of times in the past. At one point back in about 93, we sang it to try to get out of a drought that the area was suffering from. And it seemed to work because it started raining.
There you go. Were you personally dancing as this happened?
We were all very happy that it was raining, as I recall.
Okay. No, but I mean, to set it up, did you do a rain dance?
I did not personally do the rain dance.
All right. Because if we spend
But I'll tell you what, if a rain dance is needed,
you'll do one.
You give me a call.
All right, here we go.
For rain, for rain, for rain, for rain, beautiful rain, don't disturb me, beautiful rain. Oh, come, never come, oh, come, never come, oh, come to me, beautiful rain. Oh, come, never come, oh, come, never come, oh, come to me. Beautiful rain,
rain,
rain, rain, rain, rain, beautiful rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come,
oh, come,
never come,
oh, come to me, beautiful rain. When the sun says goodnight to the mountain, I am dreaming of the sun, say goodnight. When the sun says goodnight to the mountain, I am dreaming of the sun, say goodnight. When the sun goes down, the birds from the trees are singing sweet for the night. When the sun says goodnight to the mountain, I am dreaming of the sun, say goodnight. When the sun goes down, the birds on the trees are singing sweet for the night. When the sun says goodnight to the mountain, I am dreaming of the sun, say goodnight. When the sun goes down, the birds on the trees are singing sweet for the night. When the sun says goodnight to the mountain, I am dreaming of the sun, say goodnight.
Rain,
rain, rain, rain, rain, beautiful rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come,
oh, come,
never come,
oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
Certainly a little different style of music than the other things we've been listening to, and that leads us to this next topic. Another concert coming up.
One of the exciting things that's coming to Jamestown is the Community Chorus is hosting a fabulous chorus from Vermont called Northern Harmony, also known in some circles as Village Harmony. And they specialize in music from South Africa as well as from Georgia, the country, the Balkans, American shape notes, singing, spirituals, and so forth. Not only on May 14th at the same place at the Rec Center in Jamestown will there be a concert, but there will also be a singing workshop. And Larry Gordon, the director, will lead a workshop for anybody who's interested. You can go to our website at jamestownchorus.com for more details. But there's going to be a 2.5-hour vocal workshop on all these different styles for local musicians.
Wow. And is there a registration fee? Or how does
there
that
is
work?
The fee is going
all
to be...
All that's on the
It's
website.
All on the website. Right, you can good. Check that out on all May 14th.
Excellent. All right. Looks forward to that. We have lots of listeners that are musicians and singers, and that would be a wonderful thing to take in. Let's wrap up today's program with the concert that's going to be on April 30th and May 1st, and we've been listening to eclectic selections.
It's an eclectic, to say the least. Some of the selections that people may be interested in, we're going to do a series of popular music, and by popular I'm referring to some Broadway things like Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera. We'll be singing a little bit older popular, Gilbert and Sullivan. The men will be singing We Sail the Ocean Blue from HMS Pinafore. But we're going to end conducting conversations today with a recording of our chorus, the Jamestown Chorus, singing a fantastic arrangement of Go Down Moses. spiritual, which features our fantastic accompanist Janet Grant on a very jazzy piano.
Excellent. Well, Elaine, I want to thank you for coming in today, being part of the program.
Oh,
nice to
pleasure.
See you. And BJ, as always, great to have you. A lot of insight on the music that you bring to us. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it.
We'll listen to this, and then the rest of you will see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
This spot, my brother Aaron, would be there for you.
Oh, the Lord.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.